my arm around my wife's waist. Her hand was tucked somewhere inside my coat. The sign outside the cafe was lit with the warm red and white colours of the brand of beer they had on tap. "We're still too early," I said to my wife. "What I mean is, if we went to the restaurant now, we'd be right on time." My wife, I should stop calling her that, her name is Claire. Her parents named her Marie Claire, but in time Claire didn't feel like sharing her name with a magazine. Sometimes I call her Marie, just to tease her, but I rarely refer to her as my wife. On official occasions sometimes, or in sentences like, "My wife can't come to the phone right now," or "My wife is very sure she asked for a room with a sea view." On evenings like this, Claire and I make the most of the moments when it's still just the two of us. Then it's as though everything is still up for grabs, as though the dinner date was only a misunderstanding, as though it's just the two of us out on the town. If I had to give a definition of happiness, it would be this. Happiness needs nothing but itself. It doesn't have to be validated. All happy families are alike. Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way, is the opening sentence of Tolstoy's Anna Karenina.